Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Darius Helm, who is also with Floor Focus. Darius, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. I wanted to talk to you because I know you just got back in the country. You went to the Trasai show. That show goes for about 5 days, but you were there for the first 2 days, right?
Yep.
For those people that may not know, that is the largest ceramic tile show in the world, and it's in Bologna, Italy. So tell us, how was the attendance? Could you tell?
It looked well. We were talking about it a lot. I think the attendance was up a little bit. Certainly, there was a busy atmosphere, and the booths, the lanes were crowded. Everything looked pretty busy. I think that we'll find out that the numbers were definitely up from last year.
Okay, which is amazing, because last year they had 82,000 and some change. That's unbelievable that they have that many people come to a show like that.
There are also signs that the tile business itself has been stabilizing this year, so I think there was a certain amount of optimism at the show.
Okay, I was going to ask you about the tone. So everybody was smiling and seemed like that they saw some light at the horizon?
Yeah, I don't think people were jumping for joy, but I think there was a certain amount of enthusiasm just because the pressure was off, okay, you know, with these turning of the numbers.
All right. Now, you talk a little bit about you were actually a guest and you traveled with a group.
Yeah, I was guest of Novita, the trade organization that represents the Italian tile industry of the U.S. And so in the group were trade and consumer editors, as well as architects and designers, a lot of savvy architects and designers, mm-hmm, who really knew how to look at this tile. So it was a really good group.
Okay. And were they over there actually with specific jobs to source product for?
The architects, designers, I don't think most of them had an agenda. For many of them, it was the first time at the show. They were invited by Novita and by the Italian Trade Commission, and so they were there really to see what was available. But as we went through the show, a lot of them were talking about how they would make use of specific things they saw for jobs that they were working on or intended to work on.
Okay, and as you walked the show, what trends did you see that either caught your eye or their eye?
There were some long-term trends that were visible, like, for instance, the larger format. Mm-hmm. That continues to be a trend. I think the biggest one I saw was at Century. It was 48 by 48. I don't think you can really get them too much bigger than that. So in terms of long-term trends, definitely size, a little bit of stuff with shapes, particularly smaller formats, you know, hexagons and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Also, one of the strongest trends is this precision in surface design through the inkjet technology and these nanotechnologies. And they're largely being used right now for stone looks, like incredible marble looks. In fact, I think that the technology is so enticing that it just led a lot of producers to make sure they had marble looks to show. And really, 2 years ago, when you looked at the stuff close up, it was blurry or a little digital, whatever. Now it is just crisp. Looks great.
So what you're telling me is they continue to evolve the look, and they're able to make a natural-looking product using a porcelain base, which most people know actually performs better than the natural stone, right?
Yeah, so not only is it stronger, but now, as soon as they have the look, that's some pretty strong competition. I think that we're going to see more of that. Another trend, another long-term trend that we saw was this wood looks, which I'm pretty sure they sell a lot better in Europe than they do in the States, but there is a market for them in the States, like restaurants or places like that that would love to have wood but can't really get the performance out of it that they need. So we had a lot of wood looks in a huge range, some manufacturers just dialing it in so they'd be able to compete, others really thinking long and hard about it with exotic designs, with distressed designs, surface textures, etc. So that was another long-term trend that continues to develop, and that was wood looks.
Okay. Now, this 48 by 48 that you were talking about a minute ago, was that the norm, the standard thickness, or was that a thin product?
No, that was a standard thickness. Yeah, absolutely. I don't think you can get that with a thin tile. And that was another trend we saw, was the thin tile. A lot of it is specified for walls, but a ton of it is specified for floors, too. And we're talking about tile as thin as 3 millimeters, and that's usually like a through-body tile, and then they'll have something like 4 millimeters for a glazed tile. So they're starting to come out with a range of looks as well, and a lot of it's being promoted as a floor covering, something that you would put down over an existing floor for a brand new look, and supposedly, even at 3 millimeters, these products are really strong.
These manufacturers are willing to stand behind a product like that if it's installed on the floor?
They are promoting it for the floor.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, so we'll have to see. Who knows? Yeah. And then there were some newer trends, and one of the more interesting ones was color. Well, it's not like there was a lot going on with color. There wasn't that much. There was a lot less color, none of the blacks that we saw a couple of years ago. A lot of neutrals with a little bit of color, much of what was echoed in our last month's design survey.
Okay, so you said there were less blacks?
Oh, yeah, almost blacks were almost absent.
Oh, interesting, okay.
Yeah, but we saw some charcoals, but we saw a lot of medium-tone grays, medium-tone beiges, and a lot of times with a little bit of color. And then probably the only actual color I saw a lot of was stuff in the purple to red family, and I would see that scattered all over Marazzi and many other players, maroons, lavender grays, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Another trend that was interesting was a movement away from that oxidized metal look. We didn't see that much of it this year. You know, that look that was originally pioneered by Tao Corton, that look. Didn't really see that much of it. We saw other uses of metal, but actually, I didn't see as much metal as I expected to see. The biggest trend, I think, coming out of the show would be in textures as opposed to in colors. And within textures, soft looks, really incredible. Like it looked, stuff that looked like felt, to the point where even once you touched it, you still couldn't quite figure it out. The best of that was done by Mutina, but there were several producers that had these really soft looks, and it looked incredible.
Okay.
And I think that those things are literally warm underfoot.
Oh, really?
You know, yeah, because they hold a little bit of air in there. You know, any of those things that hold a little bit of air aren't as frigid as just a flat, cold tile.
Oh, interesting. All right, and what about any seminars did you go to?
Didn't really go to too many seminars. I stopped in at a sustainability seminar. There's lots of conversations going on about sustainability. That was a big thing of the show. So yeah, I paused at a seminar. They were talking about the different approaches that they're taking. And at the show itself, for instance, the use of glass was a big sustainability element. One firm has a deal with a TV company for using their cathode ray tubes. And then there were firms like Trend who do a ton, like up to 70% of their product will be made from recycled post-consumer glass.
Okay.
And it's basically replacing all the silica elements, so the feldspar and the sand. And that was a pretty significant trend at the show.
Anything new in the underfloor heat area?
Actually, yes. It's funny you would say, because there was, I saw Del Conca has a thermotile, which is a very thin radiant heat source. They also have it for walls as well. I think it was just a couple of millimeters thick. So they were promoting, and there were other firms as well with radiant heat systems. I think that in Europe, and especially in the Far East, it's much more widely used than it is in the U.S.
Okay, interesting.
We also saw antimicrobial stuff at the show, including the use of microban infused into the tile, and also the Tile Doctor, that firm that makes cleaning and protection materials, they came out with Shield. That's a non-toxic treatment that you put on the floor. It also can be used to treat grout. So there was a bunch of the antimicrobial stuff going on, too.
How do you put a chemical into a product that you fire at 2,500 degrees?
I know. I was wondering about that. Clearly, it's definitely infused into the tile, though. I really made a point of finding that out. So I don't know. I guess it's a pretty tough chemical.
Interesting, yeah. All right, appreciate you giving us an update. So did you get a chance to visit with any of our friends like Michael Johnson?
Definitely spent time with Michael Johnson, a funny guy, and came across Kareem Rashid as well, who is doing a bunch of stuff with firms out there. Now he's doing bathroom stuff. But he's also worked in the past with Rafine, with Tarket. And, yeah, in general, the architects are always a fascinating bunch, and they always have insights into what we're seeing. So always enjoy hanging out with them.
All right, Darius, well, I appreciate it. It's good to catch up with you, and welcome back to the U.S. I've been talking to Darius Helm about his visit to the Trusai Show last week, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.